This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin this particular hour with some interesting information. I think it will be interesting to you because I've had this discussion many times when people ask me, Kevin, let's talk about the Constitution, things like that. And I said, do you think people care about a bunch of old men wearing wigs, a bunch of old white men wearing wigs, you know, from 200 years ago when you're talking to black people about issues that are happening today? Now, I say that to make the point. But here's what I want you to understand about the Founding Fathers. They didn't start out as old men. And this clip that we're about to play, I hope you come back and listen to it or tell your youngsters to come listen to it. These are people, young people need to understand they matter. They have a seat at the table. And the young people of yesteryear had to form this nation. It wasn't a bunch of old guys. But here's a young lady talking about this. By the way, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Jot that stuff. Jot what I just told you down. Talk to me. Get a hold of me on Facebook, The Black Sphere. Get a hold of me on Twitter, Kevin Jackson TBS, @KevinJacksonTBS. But contact us. We love communicating with you guys. Anyway, here's this young lady talking about the Founding Fathers, as well as who now runs our country today.
So you've been lied to about this. Our founding fathers were not old, contrary to our current government. Every time I ask students to describe the founding fathers in three words, I hear old white men. But on July 4th, 1776, James Monroe was 18 years old. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was only 21 years old. Betsy Ross was 24. James Madison was 25. Thomas Jefferson was only 33 on July 4th, 1776. Meanwhile, the other day, I'm watching the State of the Union, and I feel like I am watching a live simulcast of the world's most expensive nursing home. If you are a teenager or a college student or a young adult and you want to make a difference, stop waiting for permission for leadership from the people who refuse to leave office and have been in Washington, D.C. longer than twice the time we've been alive, who can't remember their own name, or who were born before the invention of the microwave oven. Yeah.
I want you to think about consider what this young lady had to say. The youth that formed this nation. We call them founding fathers, but they were young kids. Think about the average age that people lived to back in the day, 40, 50 years old. These were men in their middle age. They were married with families and having to face all kinds of perils that we've never thought of. I look at these. There's a show on the History Channel called like The Men Who Made America or Formed America. They have the foods that formed America and all this other stuff, but the men. And I suggest everybody look up Kit Carson. Whenever you want to talk smack about America, just go look at Kit Carson. What this man did to fight for America. And ask yourself, who do you know that could have done what Kit Carson did? It's just insanity what it took to form this nation. And then I'm talking about almost an impossibility. And it was done. And it was done by some ruthless people. People that had a frontier spirit like you wouldn't believe. And we formed the greatest country in the world that has become, that theoretically is the most fair country in the world. And you know what's happened to it? We've got a bunch of frontiersmen that they wouldn't know deer turds from milk duds. And these are the people now forming this nation, and they're forming it based on legal stuff. They're targeting Donald Trump, and they're trying to beat him with the pen. They want to bankrupt him. They want to bankrupt you. I told you guys, just real briefly, we did a project, $25,000 project, a text messaging based project that said, if you've been harmed in the criminal justice system, if you're in jail for a DUI, for example, and there, while illegals are getting out for the same offenses, if you believe that you've been harmed by the justice system in any way, send us a note. Tell us your story. That was essentially the text message with an opt out. You've gotten these messages. I got sued for running that project. We sent it out to, I don't know, a few hundred thousand people. The city of Philadelphia got four people to do a class action lawsuit against me. I paid $37,000 and change to fight a frivolous lawsuit. They literally said, we're going to bankrupt you. And then, get this, they called me and asked me, who's behind it? Who gave you the money to do the project? And I'll tell you, it was the Bush family. And I said to August, I go, I'm not going to tell who it is. He goes, tell them. I didn't do it. I did it now. I've admitted it now because he told me, he says, tell them. I don't care. He was prepared to sue. But I didn't. I didn't want to take my donors and put them at risk. So it settled, but it was $37,000 is what it cost me. It's unbelievable. I already told you, my nonprofit, $41,000 tax debt that came out of thin air. Nothing to back it up. IRS is daring me to do something. So then they reduced it to $28,000. I'm paying it off now because they can do it. They want to prove to you. They want to let you know you're little. If we want to get you, we'll get you. Well, you know what? Come get me. I'm not going to quit fighting. If I end up in prison, so be it. But I'm not going to quit fighting, and I'm not going to give up. My deal at Fox, as much as I don't blame the IRS or the DOJ for that. I blame Fox News, but it's the same thing. You say one thing that they consider controversial and they want to end you. They want to end your career. I can't tell you how many emails I got that said, you know, aha, you're out of a job. You're on the unemployment line. I hope we break you. I hope you die. All because I called the Kavanaugh. I tweeted that the Kavanaugh accusers were lying skanks, and they are. So let's kill him. Let's get rid of him. Let's ruin this guy. So what? He's gotten 1,000 kids, their forever families. So what? He's raised four sons that aren't in prison and don't have girls pregnant out of wedlock. You know, so what? He goes out every day, pays his taxes, overpays his taxes, you know, lives life by the book. So what? Let's get him. That's what Donald Trump represents to all of us. Let's get him. They want to get him and they want to get us. Because that's what leftism does. It's a vicious, mean-spirited, evil thing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not. But you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for FinMore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day we played a clip of Josh Hawley grilling Granholm over insider trading in the Department of Energy and talking about the influences of the Department of Energy by other outside billionaires of other countries that have nothing to do with our policies, but are part of the money grab of global climate farce. Well, here is Alana, I think her name is Stefanik, and she is grilling Christopher Wray over the actions of the DOJ. And it's so good, I really don't have to say very much about it. So I want to play the clip, let you guys hear it. We can analyze it a little bit, but it pretty much explains itself. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We're trying to find things that you may not listen to on your own or get to on your own, and things that are of interest to us, but that make the bigger point that we're in a war, and we're at a war with ourselves, and we've got to defeat this enemy that's the enemy within. Here's the clip.
Ms. Stefanik.
Director Wray, have you read Robert Hur's special counsel report?
I have reviewed it.
Do you believe Joe Biden mishandled classified information?
I'm not going to discuss the report. That's the special counsel's report, and I've referred
it. In your opinion, as director of the FBI, do you believe he mishandled classified information?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the report, and the special counsel can speak for himself on his report.
Are you aware, and this is breaking news right now, are you aware that there's an audio recording of Joe Biden saying to his ghostwriter in February of 2016, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote? Are you aware of that audio recording?
I would just respectfully refer you to the special counsel.
No, I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI? You're either aware or you're not.
I'm aware. Am I aware of what now?
Whether the audio exists of Joe Biden saying in February 2017, quote, I just found all the classified stuff downstairs, end quote, to his ghostwriter.
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony and his report.
It sounds like you might be aware of it then. In front of this very committee in an open session, your predecessor, Jim Comey, testified that he did not follow the proper protocol regarding the notification of Congress of the opening of the Crossfire Hurricane, that will be the counterintelligence investigation into President Trump in 2016. To address this illegal abuse of power by the FBI, this committee included direction to the FBI in the IAA, requiring notification to congressional leadership of any counter-intel investigation into a federal candidate for office. Is there any counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would just say I'll refer you to the special counsel has...
It's not a question about the special counsel. Right. That's a requirement in the IAA of the FBI. Is there a counterintelligence investigation into either Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
There's no investigation that I could confirm here, no.
Is there a counterintelligence investigation?
Again, I'm not confirming any investigation into either candidate.
Are you aware that you're required by the IAA to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation?
And we will comply with the law.
Have you already complied with the law? Has there been a notification?
I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
You believe you have been, or has there been a notification to Congress of any counterintelligence investigation of a federal candidate?
I believe we have complied with the law.
Has there been a counter-intel assessment conducted on either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, there's no assessment that I would confirm here in any way. I believe we have been in compliance with the law.
How about on an immediate family member, and by that I mean spouses or children, of either President Biden or President Trump?
Again, I'm not in the business of confirming, especially not in open hearings, assessments or anything like that when it comes to counterintelligence matters.
So you will confirm in the classified setting when we ask you this question of whether there's a counterintelligence investigation, because you are aware that according to the IAA, you are required by law to notify Congress of any counterintelligence investigation, not just for presidential candidates, but any federal candidate.
We will comply with the law.
So you will answer this in the classified hearing later today?
We will comply with the law.
And what's your understanding of the law?
There's a whole series of oversight requirements that we have related to counterintelligence matters. I'm not going to try to go through
all of them. But specifically the notification of Congress of a counterintel investigation onto a federal candidate. What is your understanding of the law?
Again, I would want to refer to the lawyers to make sure that I'm appropriately complying with it, but I can tell you we're going to comply with the law, and my understanding is we have been.
Is your assessment that you're required to notify Congress of any counterintel investigation into any federal candidate?
I'm going to defer to the lawyers as to the precision of that.
You're the director of the FBI. They report to you. What is your understanding of the requirement in the IAA?
We're going to comply with the law, including whatever's in the IAA.
I want to turn to the search warrants and the search. In one case of Mar-a-Lago, an unprecedented raid and a search working with Joe Biden's legal team. Were you or your staff, did you have any communication about either the execution of the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago or the search of documents working with Joe Biden's lawyer? Was there any communication with Joe Biden of you or your team?
Not to my knowledge.
With any White House staff?
By me or my team?
By you or any personnel at the FBI.
Again, I want to make sure I've got your question right. By me or my staff, with who about which?
With the White House staff about the execution of a search warrant on Mar-a-Lago or the search working with Joe Biden's lawyers of classified information?
Not to my knowledge.
What about the Attorney General?
I can't speak for the Attorney General.
No, was there any communication with your staff, with the Attorney General, or you, regarding the execution of the search warrant or the search of Joe Biden's classified documents?
Well, any search would be done in coordination with the Department of Justice. As to who may have communicated with whom,
I'm asking
between
if
the FBI
you,
and the department, I can't.
I'm asking if you communicated.
Whether I communicated?
With the Attorney General, prior or after the execution of the search warrant on Mar-a-Lago?
No.
Do you think it is a national...
Hold on, prior or after?
Prior or after.
Well, I would have had conversations with the Attorney General about the appointment of, at that time, Mr. Lausch.
And what were those conversations?
Just about the fact that he was going to be named. But that's not really about the search itself, I suppose.
And my last question is, do you think it is a national security threat to have a federal campaign account on TikTok?
Well, I've been very clear about my views about TikTok and the national security concerns it presents.
Welcome back, everybody. When you hear Christopher Wray testify, don't you want to just slap him? Just grab him by the throat and slap him a couple times across his head. The guy, I will refer you to the special counsel. It's a question to you. I will refer you to the special counsel. I will refer you to the special counsel. Comey didn't follow protocol on Crossfire Hurricane. Is there any federal investigation into Trump or I
can't say anything.
It's a requirement. You're supposed to tell us.
Well, I can't say anything.
Well, do you know what's in the IA?
I refer you.
I mean, no answers and no accountability. Look, I get it. You don't want to put yourself on the line. But can you just say, look, to the best of my ability, first of all, if it is something that we can talk about in a classified environment, I'll give you all the answers you want. That's my responsibility to Congress, to the American people. But to sit up there and not answer questions like that is infuriating.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court hearing arguments in another abortion rights case where it considers whether hospitals have an obligation under federal law to provide emergency abortions to women who are in medical emergencies. Protests at universities nationwide in support of Palestine. Columbia University said it is still actively negotiating with student activists over taking down the pro-Palestinian encampment that has popped up. More than 80 tents at the school are still standing. President Joe Biden set to sign legislation that allows billions in aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The passage of the bill, huge for Biden, proving that Democrats and Republicans can work together. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I speak often of the civil wars that are brewing in America, and while there is the war of left against right, left against truth, there's also a war brewing inside of the left. It's bigger. It's going to blow up the left. See, in the right, we don't have very many wars brewing. You could say, oh, Kevin, there's a couple of people that are for climate change. There's a couple of open borders people, or there's some doubters or agnostics or atheists in the movement, or some people that are anti-capitalism, whatever. There's some fringe stuff that happens in the right that maybe you could say, you know, means it. We're all different. My views about how blacks are treated are fairly consistent with conservatism, but I will tell you this. I do believe that there's a criminal justice reform element that needs to happen for blacks that I didn't believe before. And I, you know what brought it to light? Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You change your views on certain things. I wouldn't say change, you evolve your views on certain things, but at your core, it remains the same. I believe that America's system of justice is the most fair, but it can be corrupted. So that's okay. We can fix that. It has to be good at its core, though. Anyway, the wars that are brewing on the left are much larger. The war between right and wrong and their side is a big war, because there are some Democrats that are going, we don't agree with the policies of what you're doing. We don't agree with what you're doing to Trump. We don't agree with the border issues. And they're starting to exit. It's a mass exodus. There are a lot of Democrats that when they got on the side of the Democrats, they thought, oh, we're on the side of righteousness when it comes to race issues. And then they see the abject racism of the left, anti-Semitism, anti-white. And they're going, wait a minute. I'm a good human being. Why are you discriminating against me? I haven't done anything to anybody. I don't have any slaves. I think like you do. And they find out, uh-oh, our side doesn't like you that much. You have to agree that only black lives matter, not all lives matter, or we'll get you. You have to believe that capitalism is a scourge. It's a terrible way to run a company, a country. You have to believe that the humane thing to do is let people come into your country and do whatever they want. And these people are going, wait a minute. We have to have laws. Oh, no, you don't. Crime should run rampant. And don't you dare try to arrest a black man for killing somebody white. Now, you can arrest all the white people for killing blacks as you want till the cows come home. But don't you arrest black people for killing white folks. That's okay. We sanction that. So there's this big wars brewing. Think about it. If you're a man on the left, I don't think it can exist. I don't believe you can be a man on the left. But let's pretend that they have men on the left, and you've got this misandrous view of men. They hate men, and you've got to deal with that. You got to be married to one of these shrews that hates men, and you have to pretend that you're, I understand, honey, this toxic masculinity, blah, 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 blah. Why don't you just put on a skirt? So you got men inside of there that want to get out. They're like, I'm going along to get along, but I don't know that I like it. And then from an institutional point of view, you think the military wants to be looked at as a bunch of sissies? Most people, when you go into the military or you go into the police force, it's because you're a protector. You're a sheepdog. And you want to protect the country. You want to protect the sheep against the wolves. I talked to my son about this the other day. I said, I'm not raising you to be a sheep, but I'm not raising you to be a wolf, but I'm raising you to be a sheepdog. And I showed him video of sheepdogs going after wolves. The wolf is supposed to be the king of the canines. Well, let one attack some sheep and watch what a sheepdog will do. But there are a few sheepdogs left inside of academia, people who are sick of it. There are a few sheepdogs on the left who are left inside of capitalism. There are a few sheepdogs on the left who are left inside of the military. There are a few sheepdogs on the left who are left inside of religion and so on. And they're saying, you know what? We're going to protect our people. We got to go to war. By the way, that's what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump came along and said, you know what, guys? I've been a wolf for far too long. I've been a wolf, and I know where the weaknesses are, but now I want to be a sheepdog. I want to help you. I want to show you where you've been exposed, and he wants to go to work for you, but the left doesn't want it. But anyway, there's civil wars. It's brewing in academia. Wokeism is killing academia. By the way, wokeism is killing capitalism. Wokeism is killing the military. Wokeism is killing the church. And finally, people are talking back. And there was a professor, a Columbia professor, who was blocked out of going to campus. They will let terrorists, people who support terrorism, they could go all over the campus of Columbia. But this professor wanted to go to his class. I think he's a math professor, Jewish guy. Oh, professor, we can't let you in. We can take you to your department, is what they say to him. Here's the clip.
Media in, is the university keeping the media out? This is the CEO of the university. Are we not letting the media in?
What? Can you back up, please?
My card has been deactivated? Yeah. Why?
Can you back up, please?
Uh-huh.
Wait. Whoa. Everybody, my card has been deactivated. This is Cass Holloway, the COO. This is Gerald Lewis. They were in the meeting where I asked them if Hamas is a terror organization, and they couldn't say that it is a terrorist organization. What? I'm a professor.
Shy,
speak out loud so the media
Shy, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
I am a professor here.
We are columnists.
Everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No. Are you not letting a professor go on? Space on campus, and you notice if you are not allowed there, then you say that you're not allowed there. I am allowed there. Listen to me now. You will listen to me. You know what? I wish you'd let me into my job. Everybody, please. Can I stand here so people will see me? Is that okay, or you're not letting me do it?
Welcome back, everybody. I want to stop it here for just a second to tell you that this man has done nothing. He's not been disruptive. He's not been protesting or anything. I think he's a math professor. And all he wants to do is go to school. Now, they may tell him, this is for your protection or whatever. He's like, for my protection? What are they on? Why do I need to be protected going to my job? Here's the rest of it, because he says some things that are profound at the end. So here's the rest.
Yeah.
This is a disgrace to the institution and the
Melendez.
Everybody silence! Everybody! Over here we got the COO of Columbia University, Mr. Cass Holloway. Wait, no! They have deactivated! They have deactivated my card! They are not letting me on campus because... Not just a civil right as a Jewish person to be on campus. I have a right as a professor employed by the university to be on campus. They deactivated my card. These are 5 lawsuits in happening, but we don't want to sue. We just want to be Jewish in public.
How can you do that? How can you do that?
I am a professor at the university.
No, you cannot.
All right. They're denying you entry. That's not us.
Are you denying me entry?
Wait.
Everybody, can I get this?
We can't have this blocking up here. Do the right thing and get this crowd back.
Everybody.
No,
whoa. Everybody, we are cooperating with the NYPD. Let's step back. If Mr. Holloway, the COO, is willing to make a comment to the media, I would love that. Everybody move back.
Please, ladies.
All I can tell you is I love it. I love it. So Columbia suspended pro-Palestinian students who were protesting, as they should. And the outcry was these pro-Palestinian protesters protested the college. And then they just decide it willy-nilly to suspend this guy, you know, like not let him into the campus. He can't even get to his job. It makes no sense whatsoever. But I don't care. What I care is that academia is finally watching its chickens come home to roost. So 54 Columbia law professors sent a letter to the Columbia leadership upset that they had suspended these pro-Palestinian students. But I don't bet you any one of them will send a letter saying they're upset that this guy's name was Shai Davida. Who I believe is a math professor, because I heard him say something about we'll take you to the math building.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
A civil war is brewing in the media, and it's one of the parts of the civil war. When I talk about the civil war, I'm talking about the internal battle of leftism in the media. There are people inside of the media who are the sheepdogs. They are like, look, we understand we may not like Donald Trump. We may not like MAGA. We may not like some of the ideas of the right. But we still have to remain objective. See, as a conservative, I can tell you, I believe my ideas are right, but I'm willing to listen. And here's the other thing. I will tell you, and you hear me on this show all the time, where my opinions are my opinions, I tell you. But when it disagrees or there's a little bit of wiggle room where I go, look, I can understand the left doing this. I tell you that. I have no problem telling you that. I tell you all the time. I think there are many people on the left who believe their ideas are good. They really do. And on paper, you can say that's a great concept. But how do we take that concept and make it into reality? That's where leftism screws up. Because see, if you have a good idea, you say, let's eradicate racism. That's great. It's a great idea on paper. Everybody agrees with it. I don't think it's technically possible, but I think that if we strive for it, that's good. But when you say, let's do it by denigrating white people, I disagree with that. I'm like, I don't think that's the way to do it. Let's make them pay for all the things that their ancestors did. That's not eradicating racism. That's creating more racism, in my opinion. And by the way, I don't think it's an opinion. I know that to be a fact. I played a clip the other day of a kid who talked about this anti-racism campaign that has become anti-white. And he goes, that's not the way to run an anti-racism campaign. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a civil war brewing in the media. And part of it is the left hate that Elon Musk bought X. Has that been one of the most amazing things to happen? I mean, I'm still shadow banned over there and I'm not happy with them. But X as a public service, so to speak, has, and Elon Musk being the multi-billionaire, the richest man in the world who's actually running this thing, he is proving everything that we know, that these people are so biased. Right now in Australia, they want Elon Musk's head on a platter. They want it on a stick. Because he dared show a Muslim attacking a Christian priest. He let that go through on Twitter. How dare he? We have the clip, right?
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know whatever Elon Musk is on that says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has, because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
So that was the Australian Senator Jackie Lambie, and she's upset that Elon Musk allowed the truth to be shown. How dare he allow that to continue to be shown? It's that, and Australia wants to be able to say around the world, you can't show this or that. They want to be the purveyors of what you see and what you don't see. Can you imagine? I mean, if the left had their world, they would make you believe that there's no crime, no border invasion, no inflation, no wars. And the only bad guy in the world is Putin, and we should all go again. I mean, can you imagine the world they would build if they could just completely propagandize you and you buy it? You would think you live in the same, you would think that you could run, you know, I mean, you would think that whatever you did in Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore, etc., you think you could just go out there counting your money openly in public, wearing your jewels, and man, they would get you killed so fast, it's ridiculous. Again, you're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network. So, this war has been brewing for quite some time. You had journalists leaving the Washington Post, the New York Times, etc. You know what they're seeing? They're going, how do we win a Pulitzer Prize for lying? A Pulitzer Prize for lying about COVID. A Pulitzer Prize for lying about Russian misinformation. Pulitzer Prize is given out like chiclets. And you know they're undeserved. Everything about the story debunked. How many journalists have we found over the past decade who have just made up stories? Those are the only ones you've discovered. If you expect that the Washington Post or the New York Times is going to tell you, oh yeah, we found another rat in our wood pile, and we let them go, and they're going to publicly announce that somebody just fabricated sources or whatever, made up stories. If you think that's going to happen with these people, you're losing your mind. They will protect themselves at all cost. CNN got exposed because of insiders when Zucker was president, but it's still going on. Fake news journalism. So NPR has been under fire. We played a clip from Catherine Marr, who's the new CEO of NPR, who says, search for the truth is ridiculous. Why are you looking for the truth? Everybody has their own truth. There's no core truth. I mean, can you imagine living your life that way? There is no core truth. Like I said, it's whatever you want to make it. It's fleeting. It's whatever you want it to be in the moment. Boy, wouldn't that be nice? NPR senior business editor Yuri Berliner resigned the other day, and he recited the response of the network chief executive to his outside essay accusing NPR of losing the public's trust. And he said this, I'm resigning from NPR, a great American institution where I worked for 25 years. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive to do important journalism. But I cannot work in a newsroom where I'm disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cite in my free press essay. Let me tell you something. This guy resigning, he resigned from a job. You know what happened to people like us? The citizen, quote, journalists, and I don't consider myself a journalist, but the citizen reporters that dare to give their opinions, we got resigned. We didn't resign. We got resigned. People said, I'm not going to let Kevin's million plus people on Facebook hear what he has to say. See what he has to say. I hear Zuckerberg is even planning to not let Trump get his words out again. It won't matter. Who do you think's doing better, Facebook or Twitter? I can tell you this. I haven't gotten a story off of Facebook in well over a year. Not one. When I go to start prepping for the radio show, when my team is, I don't know, I'm going to look at these guys. How much are y'all getting off of Facebook or Twitter? Because I can tell you, I get 90% of what we're going to talk about off of the Twitter feed. It has become our number one news source. And the reason is, you can trust it because you can find different things. There, if you go and you'll see positive, you know, comments that fit your point of view, comments that fit the other. If you want both sides of the view, it's right there. You go to the Daily Beast, you get leftism. Now, they could argue you go to the Daily whatever on our side, Caller, and you get rightism. Well, I believe you get leftism, which is a lie, and rightism, which is the truth, but I still like getting them both. And Twitter will give you both. You go through the news feed and you through the comments, and you'll see somebody defending leftism, somebody defending rightism. That's good. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what free speech is about. Going back to this, they said the free press, an online site embraced by journalists who believe that the mainstream media has become too liberal, published Berliner's piece. In it, he argued that NPR's coverage has increasingly reflected a rigid progressive ideology. And he argued that the network's quest for diversity in its workforce, a priority under which the CEO, John Lansing, has not been accompanied by a diversity of viewpoints presented in NPR shows, podcasts, or online coverage. What is our biggest complaint, conservatives? I don't care whether you're black, white, brown, whatever. I don't care about your color. I don't care about anything. You know what I care about? I do want diversity of thought. There are black people that think white, so to speak, if you want to look at it that way. There are white people that think black. I don't care. Bring them both in and we'll look at each other and go, it's like with me and Melissa. I say, people say to us all the time, Melissa's more black than Kevin. My wife listens to hip hop. She knows every song my kid knows. She's like, you need to turn that off. Your dad ain't going to let you listen to that. Things like that. I have no clue. I couldn't name a hip hop band if you put a gun to my head. She knows every one. But she's white and she's very white. You know what I mean? I mean, she's got a lot of white traditions. But in that aspect, she's black. That's diversity. Diversity of thought. We can't get diversity of thought in academia. You can't get it anymore in corporate America. You have to fight to get diversity of thought. Folks, the civil battle, the civil war that's going on inside of media is one we can and will win. I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.